What is up, everybody, and welcome to the Get Your Bell Rung Football Podcast. He is Kevin Reynolds. I am Bobby Wall, and we are here to talk all things football and hit you with some takes that might rattle you up a bit. It has been a while, Kevin. It has been a while, and I am so pumped to be back and finally talking football. Gosh, this is good. Tonight's episode, we have so much to catch up on, but tonight, we are going to give you our preseason playoff picks. Teams we think are going to get in, teams we think are not going to have what it takes. We are going to talk about some safe players we think in the fantasy world, some risky, scary players in the fantasy world, and then we're going to do our little Goldilocks game where you're going to throw a player out there, ADP, and I'm going to say if it's a little too hot. If they're too cold in their ADP or if they're just right. But first, Kevin Reynolds, how you doing, my friend?
Doing well, buddy. It's been some time. It's been a very busy summer. No rain has meant long hours, long weeks. Not much time for football, but our little Debbie came up through, so I've had a little bit of time here yesterday to catch up on football. Well, today also. So here we are, buddy. Plus, I had to wait to get my computer screen fixed. My nephew Frogger got my new video card installed today, so now we're back in action.
Yeah, we get pounded with Debbie. Some serious rain, although not as much rain as I anticipated, but we had some winds and everything down here in North Carolina. And it's what? Oh, is it about done for you guys up there?
Yeah, it was sunny by the end of the day, but this morning was nuts. Trash cans blowing all over the neighborhood. My backyard, like, umbrellas that were down, table, everything spewed all over the yard. It was pretty nuts for a little bit.
So we, besides maybe once a week, couple times a month, me texting you proof of life messages, we haven't really talked about anything at all. So I have no idea how you feel about anything. You don't know how I feel about anything. I kind of like it, although I miss the banter. But what's something, I don't know, a great something that happened, you know, besides tennis for you this summer that was pretty awesome?
Oh, we went to Hershey Park and we got on the Wildcat's Revenge. That was awesome because the old Wildcat was one of those old wooden coasters that gave me bad headaches. Even though I loved it, it beat you up. Now they kept the wood frame, but it's a steel coaster. And I expected it just to be this little amped up version of the old one, but it is not. It's like being on the Fahrenheit. It was freaking nuts. Just all kinds of speed, loops, corkscrews, one corkscrew into the next. You don't have time to breathe. It was freaking awesome. So that was something awesome that happened to me. How about you, buddy?
We did a 2-week vacation deal where we spent a week at the beach and then a week in the middle of nowhere, backwoods, West Virginia, visiting family. And that time with, you know, no work at all. Not that I'm working the summer anyway, but nothing to worry about. No household stuff because we're not here. Just living with the family, the two boys, my little man, Reddick, the 6-month-old, the kid doesn't even have teeth yet. He is crawling around like a maniac. He's trying to stand up. I got to slow this kid down. But the memories from the vacations and stuff, man, I'm really pumped about that. And something that you and I are probably never going to forget, Aaron Brooks, the Olympian wrestler from our hometown, went to my high school that I attended and coached at, but he just got the bronze medal today in wrestling. So what a celebrity.
Did you watch his semifinal match?
I did. I did. He was winning 4-3, 5 seconds to go.
Yeah, he was up 3-2. He lost 4-3.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Up 3-2, 5 seconds to go. And the dude spun around on him and got 2 points. And that was it, man.
It was brutal. I thought for the last 10, 15 seconds, he would just stall, just run around. It was won. It was over. Why he decided to shoot for a leg, I don't understand, because it just backfired. But bronze medal is still pretty impressive, isn't it, buddy?
Yeah.
But, man, I wanted him to win the gold. It would have been so freaking cool.
One of only 7 wrestlers in NCAA history to be 4-time national champs.
Yep.
What a pretty impressive. He's a great dude, man. I've talked to him several times, like whenever I was coaching track and bocce there at North, talking to him in the hallways, he was always, I mean, he didn't know who I was, but always, yes, sir, no, sir. I mean, he's a stand-up kid fella.
I had very brief interactions with him. He dated my number one girl at North High for For she was number one for her 3 seasons, but they dated all through high school. I won't say her name on here, but so he'd stop every once in a while to watch. Not really nice fella. But yeah, I wish he could have won the gold. That'd have been awesome.
But I mean, look, I mean, he's the third best wrestler in the world.
Yeah,
So
it's not
that's
too shabby. Not too shabby.
all right. You ready to do this, man?
Sure.
All right. So every year, just about 50% of the playoff teams find themselves in the dance the following season. So that means 50% of the playoffs teams miss that dance. Last year in the AFC, we had Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City. And Miami, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh with the wild cards. In the NFC, we had Dallas, Detroit, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, and then Philly, Green Bay, and the Rams were the wild card teams. So, how about you go first? Who do you have in? Who do you have out?
In AFC, I have very little change because there hasn't been a whole lot of change. I still have Buffalo. It's theirs until somebody takes it from them. Ravens, Texans, and Chiefs. And then Dolphins, Steelers, and Bengals. As much as I don't want to put the Steelers or Bengals in, I have them in.
So what, you only have one. You have
One
what?
change. Browns out,
In
Bengals in.
Cincinnati. All right. So I got four AFC teams out. I'm gonna start with your Buffalo Bills, my friend.
They're
I
not my
think
Buffalo Bills.
losing Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, some serious defensive pieces, and I think with Aaron Rodgers back and Miami nipping on their heels. I think Buffalo's out, man.
Okay.
I think Cleveland has got a good shot of being out. I do not trust Deshaun Watson at all. Joe Flacco basically got them to the playoffs last year. He's in Indianapolis. Tons of talent, but guess what? Is Nick Chubb going to be who he was? I know they didn't have him much for last year, but they're going to try to play him again this year. We'll see what they got. And that division is ridiculous. Obviously, you know. And speaking of that, I think Pittsburgh's out. They barely made it in this year. And they got a new quarterback. They have a new offensive coordinator who everybody hates, Arthur Smith from Atlanta last year. Asked them how their offense was. So it's a new system everybody's working or learning. A new quarter, both quarterbacks. They don't have a single quarterback on their roster that was there last year. Everybody's brand new. And again, that division is so tough. Man, I don't want to say it because you got to come up with seven teams, right?
Yeah,
50%.
and I can't. Every year I want to doubt Omar Epps, and every year he has a winning record. Every year he ends up making it in the playoffs. And you could argue, yes, their quarterbacks are new, but they're significant upgrades from the ones they had.
I hate saying this because you and I are basically conducting the Houston Texans bandwagon. I mean, we are in charge of this thing, but. Sophomore slump, man, that can be a real thing. NFL teams got a lot of tape on CJ Stroud. He's really going to be put to the test that their schedule is going to be tougher. You know, they got a division winning schedule they got to go up
That doesn't
against.
really do much of anything. It's
I know, I
only
know.
two games.
But I think Indianapolis is going to be better with Buffalo Bills. Not might not be your team, but Anthony Richardson is your boy,
Yes, he is.
right? Him at the helm. I think Indy's going to be better. I think they're going to push for that division. As a matter of fact, I have them doing that and winning that division.
That's silly talk. I actually wanted to do that. If I was going to throw somebody out there, it was going to be that, but I just can't do it. They haven't put enough pieces together to overtake Houston, who could be, wow.
Dude,
Their roster is just sickening.
they
And
got
it's
my
not
guy
just offense,
Latu
it's offense
Latu.
and defense.
They got Latu, man. They drafted him. The Colts did. It's going to be pressure on a quarterback. Love that guy.
See.
Yes, and so in for me, Cincinnati you have going in. I think that's an easy flop. I mean, just pick an NFC or an AFC North team and add in Cincinnati because healthy Joe Burrow and the team's
Yeah, there were
flat out.
eight last year without him.
The Jets last year won seven games with Zach Wilson and whoever else throwing the ball. With Aaron Rodgers back, he's not the Aaron Rodgers of old. He doesn't have to be. They've got Breece Hall. They've got Garrett Wilson. All he has to do is distribute the ball, get it to those playmakers. They got Mike Williams coming back from an ACL. You know, real football, obviously, he's going to be able to do more than he is for fantasy. So I like them to get in.
I can't
And
believe the hype. I'm done with them. Just like I can no longer doubt the Steelers. I'm done with the hype train of the Jets. Until they actually show me something winning more than four games, I don't care who's hurt, who isn't. I can't get on that bandwagon. I'd
I don't
love
know.
to, I just can't do it.
I don't know how we don't throw in a team that every single year is talked about. This is the year for them. And that's the LA Chargers, man. Every single year. And they just come up short all the time. They have a new coach. They're excited. They got a new identity. They're going to pound the rock. They got Justin Herbert, when they need to throw. So I think that would be a nice little surprise team to sneak in there with a wild card.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think they could. Listen, we got to pick seven teams.
So
There
they're
has to
your
be.
number seven.
Yeah, that will be my. Yeah, that'll be my last in for sure.
That's a
But we
ballsy
got to pick.
player.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, I got one. I got one for you. All right, so NFC.
Want me to name them? I got the Eagles making their big comeback. Lions, Falcons, and 49ers winning their divisions. And then the Cowboys, Packers, and Bears, wild cards.
Bears, huh?
I think they could do it. I don't think Caleb Williams will be God's gift to the earth like some of these idiots online think, but I also don't think he's going to be as bad as we sometimes think he is. I think he'll be good enough with that team around him. That's going to help him do better. And the NFC overall is just not super strong. I think they could put together one of those like squeak in at 9-8 type deals, 10-7.
All right, NFC out for me, Dallas. Not making the playoffs.
That's silly.
Listen, 3 years in a row, 12 and five, haven't done anything with it. And what are they doing with CD Lamb?
They'll get it figured out. They always do.
I don't know how Jerry Jones comes out and he's like, oh, I don't have a sense of urgency to get him signed.
I think he
I mean,
probably
maybe.
knows things about the situation that we
Absolutely.
don't.
And I'm sure it was a joke, but
Yeah.
gosh, it just doesn't read well. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, it absolutely does not. You're correct there, but I'm there's not even a prayer he's not going to be on the field playing 100% week one.
Their running game's definitely going to be worse. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott's their lead running back. Again, he averaged 3.5 yards a carry
I don't
last
know if
year.
it could be any worse than last year. It was awful last year.
It's going to be. I mean, at
I don't
least
know
you
that it
have.
will. I don't think it'll be better, but I don't think it's going to be worse.
Only 3 of their 12 wins last year came against teams with a winning record. So, I don't know, man.
They
Not feeling it for
can't. They
Dallas.
can't. I get what. I guess my only thing there is they don't make the schedule.
Oh yeah, I know. And then Tampa Bay. I mean, it's the NFC South. That's an easy one, just like the AFC North to swap a team out for Cincinnati. The NFC South, super. I mean,
Yeah, I have
no.
them out.
Yeah, right. Now
I have
for
the
me,
Rams out.
I also have Atlanta coming in. For them, it could be any one of the NFC South teams, but I think with them with Kirk Cousins and. Bijan is a sophomore and Drake London in there. Kyle Pitts, I think they're going
And
to
a
be
real coach.
right. Yes. Arthur Smith,
But
we
I
talked
think the Kirk Cousins
about that.
thing can't be underestimated. He wins everywhere.
Our guy.
You
It's our
talk
guy.
about a guy that can rally the troops. He's gonna get down there and straighten people out on all sides of all. He's gonna expect everybody gives 100% on every play.
And I know he's coming back from an Achilles, but he's fully clear to play. He's throwing the ball out there. He's in practice doing all kinds of good stuff. I got a quick Kirk Cousins story I heard. He was on a podcast and they were talking about back when he was in Washington and someone it was interviewing him. What's your dream car? And he said, whatever it was, some sports car. And they're like, well, you're gonna go buy it? And he goes, no, I got rookie money, third round pick, I got to save up some stuff. So then he had another interview after signing with Atlanta. And he's made hundreds of millions of
Yeah.
dollars. And they're in this interview and he's like, all right, so what's your dream car now? He goes, well, I got money now. And, I play in Mercedes-Benz Stadium and they got this super sweet, I don't even know what kind of car it is, some two-seater sports car. And they're like, well, you got all the money in the world, my man. You're going to go buy it? And he was like, no, nah, man, I just can't do it. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars and refuses to spend money on something he doesn't absolutely need. I love that about him, man. He's
Wasn't he
such a
one of
pro.
those ones like his whole time with the skins? He just drove his beat up old car from
Yes.
college because he just doesn't
Probably still does.
care about stuff like that.
I love it. And then how about New Orleans, man? Their schedule is going to be easier because of their division. So I got, that's right, two NFC South teams
Wow.
squeaking in. They were 9-8 last year, right? So, I mean, they had a winning record. And I don't know, man. That division is just so terrible. And they have six games in it. So here's my bold prediction, though.
So
I
yeah, the
know we're
Rams out then.
not. Well, hold on. Here's my bold prediction. And we're not doing a bold prediction show, but I'm going to bring it back when we do it. And I did this a couple years ago on this show or on our bold prediction show. And you called me crazy. And you're going to call me crazy again, man. But what if I said, like I did a few years ago after the Super Bowl run and the Rams, I picked them to miss the playoffs the following year? They did. Dude, San Francisco.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Bold prediction. They missed the playoffs.
Yeah,
Brandon Ayuk is an absolute circus.
that's a jerk.
CMC's injury risk is through the roof. He's already suffered a calf strain right now. He had over 400 touches last year. And a sneaky thing people aren't paying much attention to, I don't think, is Trent Williams is holding out too, their big left tackle. I'm sure they're going to get it done. They're going to figure it out. But there's just a lot of bad juju going on with San Francisco. But again, bold prediction.
Well, if
So
they're missing, then you have the Rams
yep.
winning the division.
I can't decide if it's gonna. It's probably gonna be the Rams, but I like Arizona a lot, man. I like them a lot this year. I don't think they have the defense to do it, though. It's gonna be the problem. I think their offense is gonna
They don't
be.
have that, and we have to see if Kyler Murray has grown up.
Yeah. I think he. I mean, I sure hope he has, but yeah, it most likely be the Rams.
I see. I think the Rams losing Aaron Donald is going to be a nightmare for them.
Yeah, and now the one thing I'll give them. Is they're doing their best to replace it, which you
Yeah.
absolutely never in history. But their first two picks in the draft, they actually had draft picks, which was nice. But they took defensive end and then one of my favorite defensive tackles in the draft from Florida State. So they're doing their best to fill in those gaps. But good grief, those are some enormous shoes.
We
This is
agreed to
first
eat.
ballot Hall of Fame.
Charlie Brown. I can buy all those things to a point. I guess we're going to see long season, lots of injuries. When you had the Rams lose the Super Bowl, then miss the playoffs, then somehow have a great season last year and make the playoffs. So you'll know what to do with them. Donald's going sooner or later. Matt Stafford's age is going to happen. He's going to have one of those Matt Ryan dives when it happens. Puka's already hurt. Don't know.
Yeah, man, Puka, ooh, he's down in my ranks, buddy. When we get to our Goldilocks game,
And Kyron Williams, like
hit me up.
anything I do see, like everybody's doubting that he's going to make it through the season. That
Oh, who?
Kyron Williams.
Yeah, I struggle with him. If you remember a couple years ago when he came out in the draft, I was higher on him than almost anyone. I think he was my RB4 in that draft class, and some people didn't even have him in the top 10. I really liked him, all around skill set. I liked his film from Notre Dame. And then now it's like, this is my chance to call my shot. Like I said, he was good before most people were saying it. And I just can't do it. I don't know what my deal is. I'm worried about the injury bug too. I'm worried about Sean McVay, man. You never know. If he tries to have workhorse backs, he'll give Cam Akers a whole bunch of carries. And it's like, nah, it's not him. So now I'm going to give Daryl Henderson a whole bunch of carries and he'll be the lead back for three or four games. And I just don't need him flip-flopping. And Blake Corum's the exact same player. I said it coming out in the draft. I told you, I said, look, I started watching film and everything, and I just keep seeing Kyron Williams and Blake Corum. It's the same dude.
Don't know, dude. We'll see.
All
It's gonna be
right.
interesting. I like parity in the NFL. I like that we don't know
Yeah.
who's gonna win.
Yeah. Right. And it allows us to have these conversations where you tell me I'm crazy for saying Houston's not going to make it, and I'm crazy for saying San Francisco's not going to make it because, some of this stuff comes true. All right. Safe players. I got three of them. I'll give you my first one. You're going to love this one.
Okay.
The King, Derrick Henry. Hit over 1,100 yards last year, 12 touchdowns. He has had double digit scores, six consecutive years. And he joins a fourth best offense who ran the ball more than anyone last year. Gus Edwards had 13 touchdowns last year. Dude, 20 touchdowns is in the realm of possibility for Derrick Henry. If they play like they did last year and he is in the backfield instead of Gus Edwards, good grief. He was 22nd in red zone touches last year and still managed 12 scores. Dude, he could be first in red zone carries this year.
So you feel he's safe as in as a player, or safe as in where he's going in drafts?
All of the above. Right now, I don't know his exact ADP. I know whenever
He's
I say,
going 17th overall, the number eight back.
second round, love it. I'll take him there all day long.
But you think he's going to put up first round numbers again?
Yeah, I do. That's why I love, yes, very safe.
He was one of the guys I had written down. I was going to ask you what you thought about where he's being drafted simply
I love it.
because he's a Raven now, and also because we had briefly mentioned him earlier today.
You want to give us one of your safety guys?
Well, see, I went more along where they're being drafted, and I went with one that a lot of people probably disagree with, but I think Jonathan Taylor is finally through his injuries and is going to have a monster season, so much so that I was going to target him in our draft, but the guy that owns him, the Irish Curse. He franchised him for $62. So, alas, I have no shot at him.
Well, here's the deal with Taylor is, a lot of people are the negative for him is, oh, yeah, well, he's going with Anthony. He's got Anthony Richardson now, and he's going to siphon some touchdowns, and he's not going to find the end zone as much. Correct. That's probably true. However, I mean, history shows us that when you have a running quarterback that can do like RPOs and different things like that, and you have a mobile quarterback, it allows the running back to be more efficient. So he may lose some touchdowns, but his overall game, his yards per carry is probably going to go up. His total yards are going to go up. So I'm not worried about Anthony Richardson taking a couple touchdowns from him.
And I'm hoping that, because I'm deeply invested in Richardson, that they will say, you're going to take a lot of hits out here. We're not doing the Jalen Hurts thing with you. You are not going to be our goal line back. And they will give the ball to Taylor or whoever else it is, anybody but Richardson. I don't want him running in everything inside the five. I don't even want it. I don't want him near a defender on those plays.
Exactly. And I mean, Taylor was RB8 in points per game last year. Eight.
Yeah.
And he's getting drafted right around the RB8 right now, I think, like maybe
Yeah.
six or so.
He is right now. He's number 11 overall, the number four running back.
Ooh, okay. So he's going up a little bit. He led the league in yards after contact per carry. That he's an absolute beast. I love
He's got
him.
to stay healthy. And he needs a core. He needs to not have to play with five different quarterbacks.
Well, look, your boy's got to stay on the field, man.
I agree.
Right, my next safety pick, another running back, and that is Mr. David Montgomery. The dude was RB13 last year. He had 13 rushing touchdowns. Only 24 targets, so not much in the, pass game, but he doesn't need it. He played less than 50% of the snaps. He was fifth in red zone touches. He's on a great offense. They score points down there in Detroit or over there in Detroit, wherever they are to from where I am. And yes, I know he shares the backfield with Jahmyr Gibbs, but guess what? Gibbs can eat too. They're both top 13 backs last year. They can both do it again. And right now he's going as what?
Running back
RB21 or
18,
something?
8,
18? Yeah.
yeah.
See? Some of this stuff that my ADP is going to be a little bit off because I did this a few weeks ago. But you're telling me he's going to get five running backs worse than he was, and he missed games from being injured last year, man. He's an absolute guaranteed double-digit touchdown guy.
See, I don't agree with that. That's my only fear is when a guy is so touchdown dependent and sharing the backfield, it scares me that if his touchdowns get caught in half, he ends up the number 32 running back. That said, I'd love to have the guy as a flex, especially in a 16-team league. So don't get me wrong, but there is some wiggle room there when you are essentially the backup and the goal line back that if those touchdowns dry up just a little bit, you lose a lot of your production. Because he's, yeah, it's not like he's running for 100 yards a game.
He's
So he did
also
once or twice.
he's also unbelievably consistent. He had between 10 and 21 points every single game he played, except for 4 points against Tampa Bay where he got hurt, and 34 points against Green Bay in week 4. Every other game, he was consistently an RB1 or an RB2.
Yeah, it's there. It's just it's a lot of touchdowns, and three of them were in one game. He never had more than one in any other game. But he only had 3 games where he didn't score at all.
That's what I'm saying. He's wild. And yes, I agree with you to a certain extent on the touchdowns. Why would they go away from it? I mean, you got Dan Campbell. All he wants to do is
That's
punch you in
exactly why, because you and I, the more we say something makes
the
sense and the more it works, the less chance that some NFL bigwig is going to continue doing it.
I hear you. I hear you. All
And
right,
are we
who's your
wrong?
second?
It happens all the
Oh, yeah.
time. You'll be
All
sitting
the
there
time.
game after the game. Why aren't you giving it to Montgomery? Why aren't you giving it to Montgomery? We'll sit there and watch Jared Goff throw little 1 yard TD passes. Jahmyr Gibbs run everything in, just all kinds of weird gadget plays, like some offensive tackle catching a ball in the corner while David Montgomery's just standing there with his arms out.
I think it's because I have him in that SiriusXM Dynasty League, and it's just to piss me off.
Maybe. But if he has a year like last year, like I say, he's an amazing flex guy. He's a guy you can even put in as your number two running back if you have to.
But he, for me, I'm comfortable with him as my RB2, but he is dreamy as my flex or
Oh,
my
yeah,
RB3.
absolutely.
All right, who's your second safety guy?
Who did I
Even
put up
safety
there?
guy, safe guy.
So I'm going to go ahead and get my boy, and it's partially just because I'm so heavily vested in because I think he's going to go injury free.
You're smiling. I already hate it.
I'm going with Anthony Richardson. I know you'll dispute it completely, but I'm so vested in him that I'm almost it's wishful thinking that he is safe where he's going. Number five quarterback, clear at 48, like the very end of the fourth round, beginning of fifth round. I would gladly take him there if I was in any type of a redraft league, but I am not. But he is dreamy, and I'm expecting big things. I can't wait.
So
This
here's
whole
my.
Colts thing of yours, this all rolls right in. All my guys roll
I
right
know.
in with your Colts prediction. So
I
hopefully
know.
we're both right.
You hated my prediction, and yet all
No,
you're
I
talking
didn't
about
hate. No,
Colts.
I didn't hate. I don't mind you having the Colts win, but that you put the Texans not even making the playoffs, I thought was a stretch.
All right. So for me, Richardson is not safe simply because he's only been in the NFL 1 year and he only played in 4 games. He didn't even play through all 4 games.
They were impressive, though.
They were very impressive game. He could be the number one player in all of fantasy football.
Yeah, or he might miss 15 games.
Right. The one thing I'll give you is I don't hate his ADP. You said 48 overall, so
Yep.
right at the end of the fourth, beginning of the fifth. I'm cool with that. I personally like to wait longer for quarterbacks. But if I'm going to take a QB early, it's him. I would much rather have Richardson at the beginning of the fifth than Mahomes in the third, or even Mahomes in the fourth. I have Richardson higher in my rankings than Mahomes. Because I'm telling you, if this guy stays healthy, buddy, watch out. What is he? What's his? Is he QB5 right now in ADP?
Mahomes is 3 at number 36. Lamar Jackson is 4 at 37.
Yeah, let's see. So right now, my QBs, I got Richardson as I have Ertz and Allen 1 and 2, and I have Richardson at 3.
So they
And
have
Richardson's not going to go down. I have Richardson above Lamar.
Allen's the number 1 at 23, and Jalen Hurts the 2 at 28.
So I have them flip-flopped, but then I have Richardson as my QB3, and he's not going to go down. I have no one to jump him.
Gotcha.
So you probably love hearing that.
I do, dude. I need it. I need it. I went 16 and 12 last year with all those losing Cousins and Richardson. I just lucked into it, or bad lucked out of it. 16 and 12, and I still freaking missed the playoffs.
And I just realized my third safe player is you're going to love as well. And that is a wide receiver, Mr. Amari Cooper.
I would love it, but he's no longer on an evil Decepticon.
Oh, sorry. He was on your squad last year, right?
Yeah, his contract ran out, and I can't afford to franchise him. It's not worth it.
Well, he was wide receiver 18 last year. Dude, he was drafted in 2015. He just turned 30, but for me, it feels like he's been in the league absolutely forever. I mean, 2015, good grief. Since being drafted, he's been wide receiver 22, 12, 33, 18, 9, 16, 27, 9, and then last year I said he was 18. Dude, if it wasn't for Mike Evans, would Amari Cooper be the Mike Evans, like that model of consistency? Now he's not getting double-digit touchdowns all the time, but he's had 1,000 yards receiving in 7 of 9 years. He's
Oh,
never
look.
had less than five scores.
Look what he did with even with those numbers. He did nothing before Flacco showed up. I mean, his last 5 weeks, I bet he was top 10 in the league.
Can I give you the list of quarterbacks that he has caught passes from in his career?
It's probably frightening.
Derek Carr, okay. Matt McGloin, EJ Manuel, Dak Prescott, okay. Andy Dalton, okay. Ben DiNucci, Garrett Gilbert, Cooper Rush, Jacoby Brissett, Flacco, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, PJ Walker, Jeff Driscoll, and post-massage Deshaun Watson. That's not a murderer's row of QBs, my
It is
friend.
not. It is not. No, he's had to do a lot with very little.
But he does it consistently. Again, he's not going to go out this year. He's not going to be a wide receiver one. But he's going to get you wide receiver two numbers. It's just what he does year in and year out.
And he's going as the 23rd receiver right now.
Right. I mean, okay, perfect. I'm glad you just said that. So let's look at this. You said wide receiver 23. He has, where those numbers go, he's only been worse than that twice in his career.
Yeah, right before Devonta Smith, Michael Pittman, DJ Moore, and Cooper Kupp.
I mean, it doesn't get much more consistent than
No, he's sharp. I wish I still had his
that. And
last.
actually, week three last year, he was wide receiver 10 on the week. So he did
Yeah, he did have a couple.
two
I
points
just
here.
looked. He had a couple. It was
Yeah.
very hit or miss, though. It was the definition of roller coaster last year for him.
He also dropped 51 points in week
Past week.
16. All right, who's your last safe guy?
So I went with somebody who has a new home, and because of where he's being drafted, wide receiver 25, 46 overall, I went with Mr. Diggs, mostly because I do think he still has skill, not what he used to, but he loves going to new places and impressing. His numbers fall when he gets tired of being somewhere and then forces his way out of town. But I think in that offense and him being a one of the two focal points, he could throw up some huge numbers. And I would gladly take him at the end of the fourth round, no doubt.
Very interesting because many, many people are pretty low on him.
Let him. They were when he first went to Buffalo, too. They thought, oh, what a headache. He's going to be a
And
mess. He's not doing anything. He just freaking lit it up till he got bored.
a narrative that I did not think about was him wanting to impress when he gets to a new place. And that's a real thing. I mean, just as a
It
human,
is because you want to prove that the old people were wrong and that you were right.
that's right. That's an interesting narrative to think about. And he is paying for a play day. If you remember, or I'm sorry, playing for a payday. He was ripped up his
Paying
contract.
for a play day. That's
Yeah,
Deshaun
let's
You got your players mixed up.
Oh, well done. Oh man, that was good. Yes. He is playing for a payday. They give him a 1 year prove it deal. So he's got to put up or he's not going to get that bag.
And
And
Tank Dell is going to be a shell himself for at least the first half of the season. If he doesn't,
did you see him tonight?
oh, what did he do?
36-yard touchdown catch from
Really?
Stroud. He looks amazing. How is that dude so good? He is so little
Well, then
and
that
he's
doesn't help
so good.
Diggs, but I
Oh, it's
still
not so
take Diggs at the end of the fourth round.
And honestly, having those three receivers there is what takes it away from me. For honestly, for all three of them, I am probably below ADP on all three of those guys, simply because I think the consistency is going to be difficult to find. Maybe at the end of the season, Diggs is wide receiver 24, 23, 22. But what's it look like? How did he get there? Was he, did he get 30 points in week one and then single digit points for 4 weeks? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how consistent it's going to be, which is what scares me.
I don't know how consistent the other two will be either, though. I mean, they've really
No,
each
exactly.
done it for one season. So
My,
Diggs
that's
could
my
end
point.
up, any one of them could end up. Diggs is the only one that's really a seasoned veteran. It's an interesting thing. It all leads more to you saying they could have a sophomore struggle, but they sure are a talented bunch. And now they
Yes,
got
well,
Joey Mixon there on top of it all.
right. It's you are making some points for me here in a little bit when we
It's an
talk about our.
embarrassment of riches down there, and on defense too. I mean, they have put together top to bottom, I'd say just talent-wise, one of the like top 7 or 8 teams in the league.
Now they did take a hit. They signed DeNico Autry in the offseason, and he got a 6-game suspension for juicing or I don't know, substance he wasn't supposed to take. But they're still they're, that defense is great. All right, scary players, and this is gonna. I mean, I got big names. All three of mine are going. I mean, I bet all three of them go in the second round of some drafts. Definitely the second or the third round of fantasy drafts, and
You talked me into one today,
they scare me
briefly.
to death. My
It's
first
the
one is
biggest
the.
dog of all the dogs,
Okay, I don't know which guy you're talking about,
Mr.
but I'm with.
CMC.
Oh, he's not one of my scary players. He could be,
But
honestly.
I have it simply because of where he is. Number one.
Okay. So go ahead. You start. Go
And
ahead.
he has a calf strain
What?
already, which he's had before. And if he does miss a little time, and actually Shanahan actually said the other day that they are 100% going to limit his touches. That is easy to say, difficult to do when you're playing tight games, if they do play tight games. But sooner or later, he's going to have to drop off too. It probably won't be this year simply because I think he might. But I just don't know. If I had the first overall pick, I'd have to take him. But this is going to be one of those few years where I'm thinking, like, I know what, I'd rather have the third or fourth pick. Let somebody else deal with that. So I can have a quicker pick on the way back down.
And a lot of fantasy drafts, you get to at least, most of the ones I'm in, you get your however you want to do it, draw a name out of hat, whatever, to pick when you the order that you choose your spot. So, like, I don't the way my league works, if Kevin Reynolds gets drawn first, you don't get first pick, you get first choice of where you want to be. Right. And so that would be a perfect. I can tell you that the league I'm my league of record, the first person did not pick one.
Yeah,
I
because
think.
you're screwed on the way back down, and man, you're just worried. Is this the year that it doesn't happen? Would you rather take the chance on somebody else at the four? What did he pick?
I think he picked seven, actually,
Yeah,
which
that's
was.
ballsy. That's
Yes, I know. Wild.
pushing it a little bit, but
He
yeah, I
just
could
says,
think of seven players I'd really, really like to have.
this guy marches to the beat of his own drum. I've talked to him about him on the show before, Dan Coons. He's the guy that did zero RB before zero RB was even a thing.
Well, so why did Coons get to pick first? Did he come in last?
No, we did some stupid video game horse race thing that they just, I mean, it's basically pulling your name out of a hat. But my horse finished last, man. I got last. I didn't even get to pick my spot. I just got the leftovers. My horse didn't even barely leave the start line. I was so annoyed.
Thanks.
Like, let's do this thing for real. Let's run a real race.
There you go.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, CMC, man. I like it. That is a scary pick, especially at one overall. For me, I'm going to Von Achan. This guy, and there's a theme with all three of my guys. This guy was unbelievably efficient. He was RB24. He only played in 11 games. Now keep that in mind, 11 games. He's 5'8", 188 when he came out. But apparently he's putting on some weight. In college, he was always training for track because he did all that. But injuries are a real thing for him. He's not built to be a lead dog. He doesn't really have to, with Raheem Mostert. But you have to take him in the middle to end of the second round in most places. And
He's
that is
going at
the
30 right now, running back 11
That's man,
and a half point PPR.
that's midway through the third. I still, man, for me, he could be RB2, RB3 on the year. He could be RB42. I just, it's.
It, Let me bring up a point you and I brought up to a lot of people, because most people don't look into this the way you and I do. They just look at numbers at the end of the year, and they completely forget that 25% of his production, 30% of his production last year was in one game. One game. And they don't see that. We see it as an anomaly, and you're like, okay, well, let's just take away even half of his stats from that game. And let's see how far he drops. And you see that he drops three more players. And then you take away that whole game, you see he drops 10 players. And that really starts to prove your point that if he doesn't have that one game with four touchdowns and 200 yards or whatever he did, he's all of a sudden still a solid back, but not going as high, nearly as high as people are taking him.
Right. I mean, he had games of 1.9 points, 1.5, 9, 4, 6. For me, when I'm drafting that high, I want to be as safe as I can. Obviously, I want some ceiling with my players. Look, I'm willing to be wrong. And I might be. And it's fine. It's too risky for me. He's too
Yeah.
scary for me. He had 1.36 fantasy points per opportunity. That's an unreal number.
Yeah.
He had 11 touchdowns on 130 touches.
So he had,
11 scrimmage.
in the first 5 weeks, he had three games over 100 yards, and they were all quite impressive. The rest of the season, granted, he missed a few games because of injury. He had one the entire rest of the season.
Dude averaged almost 8 yards a carry in the NFL.
It's.
You
He
can't
also,
do that.
after those games, he only had three rushing touchdowns and one receiving touchdown the entire rest of the season.
He is not going to be this efficient. I will write that almost in stone. He won't be this efficient. So that means he's going to need more opportunities. Can his body handle those opportunities?
That's it. And I said about the numbers, I'm actually looking now. He had 11 touchdowns last year. Four of them were in one game.
All right, who's your next guy?
Where are we now? People that frighten me. Oh, this one was an easy one for me because I didn't trust him last year, though I really wish I had him on my team. And that's your buddy, Puka Nacua. 13th overall wide receiver, number eight. Really? I just can't buy that for a second. Now he's already injured. I just can't buy it. And I'll probably be completely wrong, but I just. He's a holdout in my league of records. So the guy that has him, instead of paying him like $5 next year, is going to have to pay him like 58. So I don't know if he'll do it, but I couldn't do that there. I just couldn't draft him there.
Can I tell you where I have him in my wide receiver ranks?
You have not told me.
I said, cannot.
Oh, well, by all means, that's why we're on here, buddy.
Wide receiver 14 for me.
Yeah.
So that
He's going
says,
overall higher than that right now.
correct. And that tells you right now, I will own 0 shares
Oh, yeah,
of Puka.
and he'll never come close to you, right?
Oh, not even. He set records last year.
He sure did.
105 catches, almost 1,500 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Like, that's a career year for most wide receivers in the NFL. Forget being rookie. That ain't happening again. He's not going to be able to do that again, man.
I assume you saw the beat writer the other day that was on there that said, no matter how much everybody wants to draft Nacua and build him up, that offense is clearly still running through Cooper Kupp
Yeah.
at
I know.
practice.
Look, and I mean, I get it. That makes sense. He's a veteran. He's done it, more than Puka, obviously. I'm scared of Puka as well, obviously, which is
And
why
you
I
can
have
get
him.
Kupp at 34.
Right. What, 2 rounds after him?
21 picks later. For me, that's a complete no-brainer.
If you look at the season for the Rams, and you include the playoff game, Puka had just as many 30-point games as he had single-digit point games,
Yeah.
four and four for each of them. It's
Another
crazy.
roller coaster. That said, I'd love to have him on my squad. I just can't take him at 13.
When Cooper Kupp was out, he averaged 22 points per game. When Cooper Kupp played, he was down to 15.7.
Which is still
15.7 is
great.
double.
I'll take that any day of the week, but it's not 22, is it?
And it's not a wide that's not wide receiver one numbers. What would 15.7 gotten him last year? Let me look real quick to see points
That'd
per
be
game where that.
about 17 games. be about 255 points, something around
He's
that.
still there. I mean, that still gets him wide receiver six.
Wow.
Now that's still good, even without Cup.
Maybe we're wrong, but maybe we just think the sophomore slump will bite. And same thing he said, people start getting film on him, seeing what's happening. He's already got an injury in the preseason. Matt Stafford's got to fall off eventually.
There a world where they drafted Blake Corum to lighten the load for Kyron Williams, and now they can run the ball an extra 10 times a game?
Maybe. Probably wouldn't be a bad idea because they don't have Aaron Donald to crush the other team anymore. So they're going to have to find a way to buy themselves a little extra time on the field on offense now.
So Aaron Donald in an interview, and they asked him which team he hated playing the most. Who do you think it was?
I would probably guess a rival. So I'd say the 49ers, but then it's probably not. It's probably against some badass offensive guard or tackle that he doesn't want to have to deal with. Eagles, maybe.
It was Philly because he said there wasn't one single play where he wasn't double or triple teamed.
Yeah,
And Jason
makes
Kelce was
sense.
talking about it, and he goes, "Yeah, absolutely, 100% of the plays we sat in our meetings every time we played the Rams, and we said he is double teamed or triple teamed every single
So that whole
play."
thing, that whole thing of Belichick, we're not going to let the other team's best player beat us. If
Right.
somebody else beats us, kudos, congratulations, but we're not going to just sit here and lose to their best player.
All right, you gotta check ADP. Is Sam Laporta still the tight end one for ADP?
Look, yeah. Yep.
He is my second scary player. At the time I wrote this up, he was going 10 picks ahead of Travis Kelce
He's
and like
going
20.
two ahead of him now. He's at 31. Kelsey's at 33
Okay.
and a half point.
Well, that's still not enough. However, I'm glad that's evened out a little bit. Listen, he was a rookie, and rookie tight ends normally don't perform, so that's a positive. Like if he can do it as a rookie, he can do it, whenever. He had 11.5 points per game, which was actually tied with Kelce. So points per game, he was tied as the tight end one. And the dude had 10 touchdowns, which is great, but we all know touchdowns are very fluky, and the next
For tight
closest
ends,
tight
especially.
especially and the next closest, you know who it was?
I don't.
David Njoku and like four other guys had six. He had four more scores than the next closest tight end. If Laporta had six touchdowns last year, like the rest of his guys, he'd have been tight end seven in points
Yeah,
per
he
game.
had three in one game.
Right. That's a far cry from tight end one overall. He didn't even have 1,000 yards receiving as tight end one. He only had like 800 and some, 89, actually. And Jameson Williams is, stop me if you heard this before, but apparently he's looking better, hopefully, finally. Jahmyr Gibbs could have an increased role in the passing game. I'm just, there's a zero, just like Puka, there's no chance I'm getting Laporta.
Oh yeah, no, there's no way
No
either
way
way.
I'm drafting the first three
No.
rounds.
No. Absolutely. Can't argue that.
Who's your last scary guy?
So somebody that most people would definitely not agree with, but I just have this uneasy feeling about a man that I truly have a man crush on, Mr. Joe Burrow. I just don't. And the thing is, I picked Cincinnati to make it, so I don't think they're going to suck. I just don't. I can't take him as the number eight quarterback right now. Going into the last season, I would have said he should be three or four. Now I can't even put him in my top 10 anymore because I see names after him like Jordan Love and Tua and Goff that I could take later that I think are probably going to outperform him again.
I want to argue with that.
Go for it.
I find it difficult though, man. If he's healthy, I mean, he could do it. He was what, QB3 one year,
Yeah,
QB4
he's
one year.
dreamy. He is
Yeah,
dreamy.
he's definitely done it. The run game, they lost Joe Mixon, and I don't care how much you want to talk up Chase Brown and Zach Moss, it's not the same. So defense is going to get to focus on defending the pass more than they did in the
Higgins is
past.
pissed off.
He is. I know. Is he going to be smart enough to play for a contract,
I
or is he
don't
going to be
know.
dumb and
It's
stubborn?
so 50-50 because he's another guy I don't want to touch because I'm so afraid he's going to go out there and be diva. And just half-ass play after play and cost himself about $50 million.
Burrow's a tough one, man. Dude, he was a QB3 four times last year. Oh, QB3.
Yeah.
That's QB5, QB25 or worse. Like
Yeah,
that's tough,
that's
man.
down into like, yeah, that's a
And then
rough
look,
area.
and I know he was hurt. I know he was fighting injuries. I get it. But weeks 13 to 18, Jake Browning finished as a QB4, 4, 8, 21, 8, and 9. That's Jake Browning. Outplayed Burrow.
So I'm saying, it's not that I don't love Joey B, because I really do. I love his whole shtick, but I just can't draft him there.
Where's his ADP right now?
He's
QB
the
one?
number eight quarterback
Okay, so that's the.
going at, I don't know, 62 overall.
So his two healthy seasons, he finished as QB4, which you mentioned, and the other healthy season he was QB8. So maybe he's going right about where he should. But I can understand you being a little worried considering the injuries he's fought and
And
how
the injury
poorly.
he had, his freaking
Right.
throwing arm.
Well, yeah, and it's like an injury nobody's ever had before.
Yeah.
Do you see that? It's like
Yeah,
I'm
it
so
was,
glad
no, he's
they
had it,
just.
and they sort of tried to hide it, and then he decided to play with it and pretend it wasn't there. The next thing you know, he's walking, holding his arm like he's been shot. All these things considered, again, I'm rooting for you, Joey B, but I can't take him as the number eight quarterback. I can't do it.
Well, here we go, buddy. Here's my last one. Another guy that I'm going to hear it, but Nico Collins, man, you were talking up Stephon Diggs. I'm going to talk down on Nico Collins, and like I said, all those pass catchers, simply because there are so many of them. Collins, Diggs, Dell, they're all so talented, and I really worry about their consistency week to week. What it's going to look like. I mean, Collins was so great last year. He was second in yards per route run, fourth in fantasy points per route run. 2 years ago, he was 44th in yards per route run. He was 50th in fantasy points per route run. I know he's got CJ Stroud now, right? Obviously changes everything. But I already mentioned this once before. Sophomore slump's a real thing with QBs. And dude, he was 96th in route win rate last year. So he's not beating DBs. You know, with his routes or anything, he's just bigger and stronger and faster than a lot of these guys. And look, Stroud put it on him. He did it very accurately. Maybe he can do it again, but I just don't see. I mean, what's his ADP right now? Wide receiver.
25 overall, 15th receiver.
Yeah, man,
First
that's
pick of the
high.
third round.
Yeah, I don't know if I can't do that, man, because I
I
don't think
can't
he's going
do
to
it
have
either.
the consistency. Again, the end of the year. That might be exactly where he ends up.
Maybe.
But I don't, what scares me is the path that it's going to take to get there.
I'd rather take Diggs 21 spots later, basically 2 rounds later.
I've got Nico Collins right now as my wide receiver 19, right behind Cooper Kupp, right ahead of Amari Cooper. But man, if, you know, Michael Pittman's right around there too, he could move up depending on, you know, some things, how this preseason goes. But and again, this look, I'm not going to get any one of my three guys I'm afraid of, which is fine for me, right? Because they're scary for me.
The only way you
But,
get them is if they drop, and you feel you need to.
it's not happening because those three players that I picked, people are in love with.
Yeah. But that said, there was a year, many, many, many moons ago, where Sir Michael Evans dropped and dropped and dropped.
Oh,
And you took
dude,
him.
you're
And he
right.
had yet another super awesome, consistent year like he has every year.
I was so out on him. Man, what was that? 4 years ago? 5 years
Was
ago?
longer than that.
Dude, I was so out.
You were still here because I think, weren't you still living here
No.
then or not?
I think
No,
it might have
you
been my
weren't.
first season,
You weren't, yeah.
2018,
It was at
2019.
least 5 years ago, I bet.
Dude, I'm sitting there, and you knew, obviously, you knew
Oh yeah, I
how
saw
down
it coming.
Evans I was.
I
And I'm
saw.
looking, and we were in the draft together. We were in that league
Yeah.
together. And I was talking, we were doing a video thing, and I talked down, like, dude, it is. Oh my gosh, it's going to happen. And you're like, what? Because he was going at like a mid second round pick that year.
Yeah.
And I was completely out on him. And this was the end of the third. And he just keeps dropping. And you're laughing. And sure enough, he came to me. I had to take him. I couldn't let it go any farther.
He had a
But
big
he was all
year,
right.
like he
Yeah,
does
it was all
every
right.
year.
Yeah, I know. I learned my lesson.
You did.
All right.
Okay, I
Mike.
told you I had a couple names. I wanted your quick thing real quick. Right? Oh no, explain your thing. Go ahead. Your Goldilocks thing.
Yeah, well, it's either going to be too spicy, they're too high. It's going to be too cold, they're too low, or it's going to be just right on ADP.
Well, one of them we already talked about. Tank
Exactly.
Dell, 28 receiver, 55 overall right now.
I have Dell at 34. So I would say that his ADP is a little spicy. You said he's where?
He's 55 overall, 28.
Wide receiver 28. I got him at 34. I tell you what, though.
Now he's at 56 and 29 since I wrote that down this afternoon.
Dude, I guarantee you from that touchdown pass he just caught in the preseason game, like it too.
Probably.
And honestly, man, he's going to go up for me probably. I don't know that he's going to get that high for me, but because he's going to climb a little bit ADP probably, you know, especially if he keeps looking good. CJ Stroud sat in an podcast with, what's his name? Michael Parsons. And Michael Parsons was like, any receiver in like the 2000s, what are you lining up as? And he goes, well, I want Calvin Johnson out wide and like Julio Jones or somebody. He goes, and in the slot, I want Tank Dell. Like, well, you can pick anybody. You pick Tank Dell. He loves this dude.
Yeah, that's
so he's probably going to move up for me, but I don't see him getting much higher than where he is right now in ADP.
So here's one that you love to debate and talk about. This guy's going quarterback 11, 83 overall, Mr. Brock Purdy.
Okay, so that's just right for me, my friend. So I got him at QB 12, so I'm okay there.
Okay.
I think he is going to be consistent. I tell you what, though, with this whole Brandon Ayuk thing, if he gets traded, and every day is different. I love it. One day, it's like 3 days ago, it was, he'll stay. They'll figure it out. And then 2 days ago, it was like, oh, he's definitely getting traded. And then yesterday, it was like, I don't know. And then today, I just read, well, yeah, he's probably going to be a 49er. So nobody has any idea. But if Ayuk leaves, that will hurt him. But that offense, man, is so perfectly catered. What was he last year? QB 5, QB 6?
I think 5.
Something.
I think in my league, he was 5.
Crazy. I don't think he's going to be that good. I don't think he'll do that well. But if you told me he's somewhere in like the 8, 9, 10 range, man, I believe that.
Okay.
So I think QB 11 is just about right.
Okay, well, here's one I wrote down. Mr. Hollywood Brown.
Oh, dude.
82nd overall, wide receiver 38.
Wide receiver 30.
Keeping in mind, we still, Rashee Rice, it looks like, is going to get off the list for at least this season.
Too spicy. I got him at wide receiver 44.
Okay.
And he's not moving up. If he moves anywhere, it's going to be down.
Okay.
I got Khalil Shakir right behind him. Keon Coleman's right around there behind him. Jacoby Myers apparently has been tearing things up. Might have to move him up a little bit above him. Hollywood Brown, when's the last time that guy was healthy? For a full season.
When's the last time he didn't drop a pass per game?
Dude, he's okay. I'm not, and you know what else I'm not going to do, Kevin? I'm not going to fall for the whole Kansas City wide receiver thing because all these they keep bringing in all these wide receivers, and outside of Tyreek Hill, it doesn't work out.
That is correct.
MVS, I mean, rest in peace, our guy, not in real life, but in fantasy football, rest in peace, Sky Moore. You get so excited for these guys, and it just doesn't.
And then they finally get one. It looks like he might be able to do something, and then he goes off and does his thing, Mr. Rashee Rice. So,
Hollywood Brown, lowest catch percentage, 50% of any player, at least 100 targets.
What a mess.
So, wasn't good in any metric last year.
No,
if you look, how many times last year was he a wide receiver one? 1 through 12. Finished a week.
And
it happened zero times. He is MBS.
Yeah.
He can't catch. He runs fast in a straight line.
That's it.
And it's not going to work.
His
out.
Name, because he's fast, he gets a little notoriety.
A
so we're
going to
stick. Let's stick with KC here, because this is one I really noticed today, that a guy that you and I adore, love. He's a pretty boy, but runs with such a fervor and wants to murder everyone. Mr. Isaiah Pacheco.
Dude.
29th overall. Running back 10, but he doesn't put up running back 10 numbers.
Well, I have him at running back 10.
Wow.
He may go up. I'm big on Pacheco because
I want to be, but the production is just not there. It's just not.
So he was RB, what was it, 16 last year? 4.6 yards a carry. Got some work through the air. They don't.
A
Who's
little,
behind him?
very little.
Generic Prince. And I know
It's not
injuries are a
that.
big.
It's that they do the thing where they go out there, they'll run 47 offensive plays and 43 of them are passes.
Right.
I
So.
want to love him. I want him to be running back three. But they just, you all you got to do is look at the numbers. You see, it's just the production's not there.
If you look at his stats after he took the starting role over, he only scored single digit points twice after that. He was double digit points every week. Over the last 9 games, he was at 17 points per game. His last 9 contests was 17 points per game.
Yeah, but he also had
And
a 5.2, a 6.6, a 9.6, an 8.6 in there.
if I told you, do you see a path where he gets double digit touchdowns?
Maybe he
He
had
didn't have a
eight.
thousand yards last year.
He had eight
It's
total
very,
last year.
very difficult for me to see a path where he doesn't get 1,000 yards and 9, 10 rushing touchdowns.
Maybe.
Very
I
difficult
think
for me.
part of the problem is you and I were so enamored with Kareem Hunt that we are hoping for the second coming, and it is not coming.
He's not Kareem Hunt because I mean Kareem Hunt's got the passing game working. He's definitely not him.
Yeah, but he also led the league in rushing. Pacheco's
True.
never going to do that. It's
You're
never
right.
happening. That's
Yeah.
a dream world.
Yeah, but before it happened with Kareem Hunt, we could have probably said the same thing. I mean, his first carry in the NFL, he fumbled. Remember
Well,
that?
that was ugly, but boy, could he play. Wow.
He turned it around until he did that dumb thing.
Okay, so I got one for you here. Number 14 overall, running back 6, your new boyfriend, Mr. Saquon Barkley. A
Oh, dude, I
man
got
you
him.
hated for so very long, but now must embrace along with Boston Scott.
Listen, man, you're picking some interesting guys because I got him right there. RB6, man. One spot ahead of Derrick Henry. I don't know where he is in ADP, but I got Henry
Eight,
RB7.
17 overall. Kyron Williams is in between them.
I got Saquon at six. I understand he is past his prime. I understand that he was very inefficient. Look, man, that Giants team last year was so bad.
They were.
DeAndre Swift either led the league or was one of the league leaders in yards before contact. Saquon Barkley isn't going to get touched. He's going to get an extra yard probably before contact that he did with
Oh,
the
yeah.
Giants.
He's going to be running down. He's going to be going an extra 3 miles an hour faster by the time somebody hits him.
DeAndre Swift had something like 17 carries inside the five. I know they're doing the tush push. The reason they had to do the tush push so much is DeAndre Swift wasn't getting in the end zone. He had so many opportunities, he couldn't punch it in. That's a ridiculous number. Swift had a ridiculous number of carries inside the five. Barkley's going to be able to capitalize on those carries.
Yeah.
I know some people out there are crazy saying, oh, Saquon could be RB2 overall and this. I don't know about that. But I think he's got a pretty safe floor. It's hard for me as long as he stays healthy, which goes for everybody.
The
It's
only
hard for me.
argument against the safe floor is his coaching, where he has, again, 6 carries for 67 yards at halftime, and he ends up with 7 carries for 75 yards.
This isn't Miles Sanders.
Just saying,
Hopefully,
I can see it happening again.
he's also going to get a whole lot more scoring opportunities with his offense as a whole. I mean, he's going from
Do you think
like
though he'll be the new goal line back, or do you think it'll still be Hurts?
if they are on the 1 yard line, it's going to be Hurts. But
Okay.
if they're on the
Even
two
without
yard line,
Kelsey.
it's we'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's Kelce handpicked Cam Jurgens to take his spot 2 years ago. Jurgens played right guard, so it's not like, if there's a special technique or whatever, obviously Cam Jurgens knows what it is and how to do it.
Okay.
We'll see. And guess what? Let's say the tush push doesn't work. It doesn't work for Cam Jurgens can't pull it off. Great. That's even better for Barkley.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's better for Barkley. Okay, so I'm
I
trying to
mean,
find anybody that you might find is a bargain. What do you call that one? The part porridge is.
too cold. It's too cold. You need to get him up there in
I'm gonna
ADP.
give you one because this one we have to think about. This person is going as tight end 16.
Tight end.
136 overall. TJ Hawkinson.
Oh, that's tough, man.
Because he's going to probably miss what about half the season, you think? Aren't they going to start him on the pup? They said probably be back around week 8 or 9.
So,
But he could win you a he could win you and win the playoffs for you.
caveat with that. Do you have an IR spot in your league? Because
Yes.
if you don't have an IR spot, you can't draft him. But if you do have an IR spot, I don't mind. Let's say I take
You
a.
still could. What if you draft your other tight end, doesn't have his bye week in the first 8 weeks? So you just play that person anyway, just have him on your bench waiting to bring him back.
You want to have a guy that you absolutely cannot play no matter what, taking up a bench spot?
If it's a guy that I know will be there for the whole second half of the season and the playoffs, if I make them, and a guy who potentially is a top three or four tight end during that time span, maybe. That's why I'm just trying to find a name because it's very hard to ever find people that seem like, boy, what an amazing deal this is.
Yeah, I got Hockenson at 14. So I do have him higher than ADP. I
Okay.
have bo just below Brock. I bet Brock Bowers I'm much lower on than ADP. I have Bowers at 13, and then I have Dalton Schultz right behind him at tight end 15.
Okay.
Hockenson is so talented, and he was now granted his average depth of target last year was probably barely past the line of scrimmage, but. I mean, he's getting absolutely peppered with targets. Now, is Sam Darnold going to be able to do that? JJ McCarthy going to be able to do that?
Well,
I
and
know with
that's one of
young,
the arguments. People say,
right?
well, yeah, Kirk Cousins, like, no, he didn't. He had him for 7 games. And
Yeah,
the majority of his numbers were put up after he left.
and then with JJ McCarthy, obviously, tight ends a lot of times they're the pacifier for young rookie quarterbacks. So, I mean, he was tight end 3 in points per game last year. That's huge. Tight end
Well,
3 points per game.
okay. Well, when you argue points per game, now we're arguing more again of him being the too cool because points per game, yes, you won't have him for the early games. You can find another tight end to fill in, put in it, draft Njoku around early and have him as your tight end for 8 games. Then you have this dude for the rest of the year for his points per game. Number four, you say?
He was tight end 3 last year in points per game.
Three, even better in points per game when you actually need him at the end of the season.
So, if he didn't have this injury, where's he going right now at draft?
He'd have to be in the top five tight ends, wouldn't
I mean, he's going in what? The fourth round, probably.
he? Yeah, he'd be. Because
Yeah.
right now, tight end two is Kelce at 33. Tight end four is going at 50.
If
Tight
I
end
have an,
five at 66, Dalton Kincaid.
think about that
You
drop at
tell
tight
me he
end, man.
wouldn't go ahead of Dalton Kincaid?
Oh, if he didn't get hurt for sure.
That's what I'm saying. So this is a guy that I think, yes, if you can find a way, whether it's stats on your bench or stats on IR, man, that could be a real diamond in the rough for a team fighting for the in the playoffs.
If I have an IR spot or a deep bench, I'm willing to do it at the end of the draft.
Okay.
Without those things, I'm not willing to take it. I tell you what, though, I might pick him up off of waivers 2 or 3 weeks early. I'm not waiting to that last week because then I'm
I
bidding with
wouldn't either. The
everybody.
second I had any open spot, I just go ahead and pick them up and put them on my IR.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying if I didn't have an IR,
Oh,
take
is
him.
there a such thing as a league anymore that doesn't have IR?
Yeah, my league of record, I think last year was the first year we had it.
Why?
Just to make things more difficult.
They're not difficult enough.
Yes, for sure, but.
Want me to give you one more name?
We'll do one more. We haven't talked in a while.
One more, that's true. One more. I want to give somebody interesting. Let me find somebody really interesting here. Oh, this is one that could get a little dicey. So I'll give you one. One of my boys, wide receiver 27, 54 overall, George Pickens. Because this could end up in a couple days just right, too cool or too hot, simply based on a trade.
Wide
My
receiver
hope
one.
actually is they just swapped the two of them. God, I'd love for him to go play for the Niners and have a real quarterback. He's wide going as wide receiver 27, 54 overall.
Man, I thought I was higher on him than ADP was going to be. I got him at 28. So I'm right there too. Pickens for me, honestly, I would probably put him higher if I wasn't worried about his inconsistency. For me, consistency is so important,
He hasn't had a
man.
real quarterback yet. He finally gets one this year.
You don't think Kenny Pickett or
Very,
Mason Rudolph, they're not real quarterbacks?
very amusing.
Dude, they're not even on the team. Not a single quarterback is on that team anymore.
I know.
Good grief. I feel like Pickens, though, did have the quietest 1,100-yard receiving season in history.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, 1,100 yards is nothing to scoff at. He was, this is to your point, he was 78th in target accuracy.
It's not good.
78. No, it's definitely not.
And
He
then they
had.
wonder why he looked dejected half the time on the field. The dude's open by 7 yards, but the ball's farther away than the nearest defender.
Right. He only had six games with double-digit points.
Yeah.
In week 18, he had 0.3. His scoring is all over the map. See, my favorite time to pick Pickens is if I have a pretty high floor players until I get to him, then I'm all for Pickens in my flex because that dude's going to win you weeks for sure. He scored 35 points in a week, like week 16 or something.
Yeah.
He can win you weeks, and he will. But I need to. I can't have too many of those streaky players in my starting lineup. But if I can throw him in my flex, and I got a pretty safe squad, I love it. I like I said, I thought I was higher Pickens than ADP.
What happens if Ayuk goes? Do you think that hurts him
Dude,
or helps him? Sometimes it helps
it's
because he's now the number two guy and gets a lot of single coverage.
with wow, yeah. Honestly, it may be a moot point because with gosh, I don't know, man. I'd have to think about that one. Think about that and look at some
Russ
crazy
loves
stuff.
throwing that moon ball, deep ball.
He does. I mean, surely Pickens would be the DK Metcalf, right? The Courtland Sutton.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I would like it. I don't know that he'd be affected too much. I mean, how much are they going to run the ball, though? That's what scares me. Like right now, they don't have a wide receiver too, so he's going to get all the coverage. But they're also he's going to get a majority of the target share there.
Yes.
If Ayuk comes in, his target share is going to go down, but the quality of the targets would be better. It might be a, I mean, it might not be a change at all.
Fair
That's
enough.
interesting. That's an interesting thought. We'll
You see,
have to think
Juju
more
got
about that.
cut today?
Yeah, he got that. That poor guy, man. That one season, buddy.
Big mistake. Should have stayed in KC.
I don't know what to tell that guy. He blew up 1 year and that was it.
Yep.
He's out. All right, sir. Thank you all for listening. Sorry we had such a hiatus. Hopefully we'll be able to get back in here and get a little more consistent. Get you ready for your fantasy drafts. He is Kevin. I'm Bobby. Get your Bell Rung Football Podcast. Check us out on Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, all that good stuff. Anything else, Kevin?
Nope, I'm good, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll see you later.
See ya.